unbearable jet lag. Jack looked at his 31-year-old bride, touched her hair, and smiled. "We're in our native land, Mrs. Riley. Our Irish roots lie before us." Anyone who saw the handsome couple wouldn't have questioned those roots. Jack was 6'2", with sandy hair, hazel eyes, a firm jaw, and a winning smile. Reagan had blue eyes, fair skin, and dark hair. She was one of the Black Irish. "Well, it certainly is green around here," Reagan observed, as she glanced at the lush gardens, wooded trails, and rolling lawn. "Everything is so still and quiet." "After last week, still and quiet sounds good to me," Jack said. "Let's go." Together, they broke into a jog and crossed a pedestrian bridge that traversed a stream in front of the castle. They turned left and headed down an isolated country road that the concierge told them led right into the village. The only sound was their sneakers hitting the pavement. At a curve in the road, they passed an old stone church that looked deserted. Reagan pointed toward the steepled building. "I'd love to take a look in there tomorrow." Jack glanced up at the sky. "We will. I think that rain is coming in faster than we expected. This jog is going to be quick." But when the road ended at the tiny village, a graveyard with darkened gravestones proved irresistible to Reagan. A set of stone steps to their left led up to a courtyard where a broken stone wall surrounded the cemetery. "Jack, let's take a quick look." "The funeral director's daughter," Jack said affectionately. "You never met a graveyard you didn't like." Reagan smiled. "Those tombstones must be centuries old." They hurried up the steps, turned right, and stopped in their tracks. The first tombstone they spotted said Riley.
"This is a good omen," Jack muttered.
Reagan leaned forward. May Riley, born in 1760 and died in 1822. There don't seem to be any other Rileys here with her.
Just as long as there aren't any named Reagan or Jack.
Reagan was deep in thought. "You know that joke my father always tells? The one about how an Irishman proposes?" Jack nodded.
"You want to be buried with my mother?"
"That's the one. It looks like poor May didn't have anyone, not even a mother-in-law."
"Some people would consider that a good thing."
Jack grabbed Reagan's hand as large drops of rain started to come down.
"Tomorrow we'll spend as much time as you want here, figuring out what went wrong in these people's lives. Come on."
Reagan smiled. "I can't help it. I'm an investigator."
"So am I."
They didn't encounter a single soul as they ran through the tiny village, which consisted of a pharmacy, two pubs, a souvenir shop, and a butcher. They wound around and jogged back to the castle, where they showered and changed. At 7:30, they went down to dinner and were seated at a table by a large window overlooking the garden. The rain had stopped and the night was peaceful. Their waiter greeted them warmly.
"Welcome to Hennessy Castle. I trust you're enjoying yourselves so far."
"We certainly are," Reagan answered. "But we stopped by the graveyard in town, and the first tombstone we saw had our name on it."
"Riley?"
"Yes." The waiter whistled softly.
"You are looking at old May Riley's grave. She was a talented lace maker who supposedly haunts the castle, but we haven't heard from her in a while."
"She haunts this place?" Reagan asked.
"Apparently May was always complaining that she wasn't appreciated. One of her lace tablecloths is in a display case upstairs in the memorabilia room. She made it for a special banquet of dignitaries who were visiting the Hennessy family, but May got sick and died before they paid her. Legend is that she keeps coming back for her money."
"Sounds like one of my cousins," Jack said.
"I don't blame her," Reagan protested. "She should have been paid."